The last day for boating in Ridgeway State Park is this Friday, Halloween. From November 1st all the way until March, the lake will be closed to all motorized craft. As Kirsten Copeland, the park manager, explains, it has less to do with the boat's occupants and more to do with the stowaways.
The boat ramp at Ridgeway has a season to it. After 2009, when we started needing to do education and inspection for aquatic invasive species like zebra mussel, quagga mussel, that we needed to start doing some more robust education and inspection processes to ensure that we didn't get lakes in Colorado infected with these things. So when that happened, for budgetary reasons, we could only staff those for really the predominant use season and not be able to serve the fringe season when there's not nearly as much clientele.
Regulations and efforts to stop invasive species from getting into Colorado waters can be found all across the state, and for good reason.
These mussels can have catastrophic effects on two things primarily. One is environmentally, because they are filter feeders, they basically remove one whole piece of the aquatic food chain, and therefore you start to lose all the species that are then dependent on each thing above that. So if you look at, for instance, the Great Lakes and Lake Mead and some of the lakes that have them, their fishery collapses. The other thing is that they are extremely detrimental to infrastructure. They can, each female can produce up to 1 million offspring, and they can kind of stack on top of each other and get to up to a foot thick, so to speak. And so when you're talking about outgoing outlet structures, where water needs to travel and things like that, they start to clog it off. And so the lakes that get infected with these end up spending millions of dollars.
She says that Colorado's efforts have been working so far, with only one body of water that's positive for the mussels. But it might be cleared soon. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.